Hi, I'm Robert Miles, co-author of the new book, Big Ideas to Big Results, Remake and Recharge Your Company Fast, which was recently released by FT Financial Times Press. You know, a recent article in the Wall Street Journal raised the issue of the importance of speed in management, titled, Speed is Key Question as New CEOs Remake Team. The piece reported that although too much management churn can be a problem, many CEOs wish they had moved faster in removing dysfunctional or non-supportive executives on the eve of launching a major push for breakthrough performance. This finding squares with my corporate transformation practice over the past 20 years, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. Speed plays a much bigger role than the one highlighted in the article. It's multidimensional in its impact on the success or failure of your attempts to transform your organization. The speed factor has become so important in execution that I call speed the new management discipline, a theme that comes through strongly in my new book with Mike Kanazawa, Big Ideas to Big Results, Remake and Recharge Your Company Fast. Why is it that so many CEOs fail to achieve breakthrough performance before the rug is pulled out from under them? If you haven't been keeping up with the trials and tribulations of CEOs these days, the current rate of CEO dismissals is at an unprecedented high. For one, they make things too complex by trying to chase too many ideas. Many times, executives don't have the courage to focus everyone on a few important things. I recommend that you take only three, but never more than four initiatives at a time. Otherwise, you'll end up gridlocking the organization with too many initiatives and programs. You simply got to do more on less if you want to accelerate progress toward achieving breakthrough performance. Underachieving executives also dither at the starting gate. Every time I debrief leaders who have tried but failed to transform some aspect of a company, they always say the same things. They wish they'd move faster. And when they hesitated at launch while waiting for the perfect solution, they lost the race before they even got into it. These underachievers also wish they had dealt more swiftly with non-aligned members of their management team. They wish they'd gotten more quickly into action so they could begin to test and refine their new business model earlier. And more than anything, they wish they had generated some visible early returns that would have reinforced what they were trying to do. Executives who fail to achieve breakthrough performance also tend to discount how much and how rapidly everyone can learn from simply getting on with things. They're inclined to underestimate how capable their managers and employees can be in leading a great leap forward if only they're properly enabled. Instead, they rely on hordes of consultants, rather than on themselves and their team, to chart the new course and navigate the transformation journey, and by default, they turn over the leadership of their transformation to outsiders, who end up taking the new knowledge with them when they leave. Let me illustrate a couple of these speed tips from a highly successful corporate transformation project I recently supported at Office Depot, and that is detailed in the Big Ideas to Big Results book. The company was in free fall following a failed merger that took over a year and a half to unravel. Desperately hoping to break the company's fall, the previous CEO had tried to light 1,000 fires by launching literally 1,000 well-intentioned teams across the entire company. But by the time the new CEO was on the scene, the organization was hopelessly gridlocked in a matrix of action plans and resource requests that would swamp even the supercomputers at the Pentagon. When the new CEO took over, he did two things right off the bat. The first order of business of the new CEO was thankfully to disband the 1,000 teams and work with the largely inherited leadership team to distill three initiatives that if everyone in the company focused their time, attention, and resources on, would add the greatest value to the company's turnaround. During the same early stage, the CEO worked with his team to identify out of a longer laundry list of company values hanging on the walls throughout the headquarters, a few values that would guide behaviors and decision-making during the turnaround phase. Each member of the senior team was intimately involved in the selection and shaping of these values, and each one of them set behavior change commitments alongside their new performance commitments to live the values and model them in their words and deeds for all their subordinates. But not more than a few months into the transformation launch, two of the senior executives flagrantly violated their behavioral commitments. Had these highly visible misbehaviors gone unchallenged before the entire employee population, the whole transformation launch would have been in jeopardy. Instead, the new CEO not only promptly dismissed both executives, but he also communicated to the entire organization specifically why they were being relieved of their duties. Having the courage like this transformation leader to focus everyone on just a few things and take timely action when non-aligned executive behaviors became apparent can make all the difference in the launch and ultimate success of a corporate transformation. So if you're going to master the new discipline of speed, there are about a half dozen built-in speed governors that you need to remove from your own management process in order to rise to the challenge of achieving rapid breakthrough performance. Here they are. Number one, have the courage to focus your organization on a very few important things. Keep it simple. Don't gridlock the organization with activity overload. Do more on less. Number two, muster the energy to get the train moving right away. Don't wait for the perfect new model or a universal consensus. Go for an initial 75% solution and then learn and refine as you go. Number three, develop a process architecture that is specifically geared for speed and high engagement. One that lets everybody know where, when they'll become involved and how they'll play their role. Number four, deal swiftly with your non-aligned executives. Be especially tough on those who drive for performance in a manner that has not been sanctioned by your team. Number five, target some quick starts right up front to give you some early wins to reinforce what you're trying to do. And finally, number six, enable your leaders at all levels to lead. Don't hand over your transformation to your staff professionals. If you do, they and not your line managers will be the ones who master the new business model. Enable your line managers to lead the charge. It's really not that hard to quickly achieve breakthrough performance. If you have the courage to follow these tips and to pause briefly up front to put in place a transformation process architecture that is specifically geared for speed and engagement, you'll master the new management discipline of speed. Good luck on accelerating the pace of moving your big ideas to big results. Thank you.